This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is a second part of a five-part conversation with Julia Shaw, Executive VP at Shaw Industries.
Do you have a feel for the replacement, the amount of replacement floor coverings that are sold that are not connected with the sale of a house?
We don't. That's so hard to quantify because you're staying in your house, and that's a difficult one to quantify.
Yeah, just because they want to. It seems like I can remember, I think it was Honeywell used to, I remember the flow chart that they used to do,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
they would have a number on that, and I wish, maybe I've got one in a file cabinet someplace, but I was thinking it was at least half or somewhere in the vicinity of half. Half was not affiliated, well, half either would or would not have been connected to the sale of a home, but I won't say that because I'm not sure that that's true. Let me change the subject a bit. There's been a lot of changes here over the last several months within Shaw, management changes, and I just wanted to ask you about that in general. How much change are we talking about overall?
Well, in terms of realigning our people assets, there's been a lot of change in reassigning, for the most part, existing employees new responsibilities. That's a lot of that change has gone on. As far as new people or bringing in new people or changing out old people, there's been virtually none of that going on. But what we felt, Dave, that we needed to realign our teams and our some of our resources more in line to where the market is, and specifically, I'll give a couple of quick examples. We were talking single family builder. That is a very identifiable segment of our business that for the most part is handled by a dedicated group of customers downstream. And in the past we've been generalists. We're like a physician that is a family doctor, generalist. And I guess to use that same example, we are becoming more specialist. An example of builder, we've got now I guess you would call it a builder division, where both the field folks, the territory managers and the district managers, and then all the way up to the regional vice presidents, do nothing but concentrate on the builder market. That really had not been the case in the past.
So before that, they would have other tasks, other areas that they would be responsible for.
Yeah, exactly, other responsibilities. And then you carry that into other areas, hard surfaces. We weren't aligned totally from salesperson to district person to regional manager in the hard surfaces like we should have either. So basically, we just both commercially, hard surface, and builder, we aligned our human resources to the market so that we become specialist rather than generalist. And that's basically the changes. Not a lot of new faces, just the same, for the most part, familiar faces at Shaw in different roles. And we're big proponents of that. I mean, a lot of people in our company, and one of the things we take great pride in with the company is the longevity and seniority of our people. We keep them, they keep mm-hmm. us, and we feel like if we have a good team, they can learn new jobs and new responsibilities, and it broadens them as a person, makes them more important to us as a company. And I think the consistency that's provided is somewhat unique in many companies today.
Mm-hmm. As it relates to the home builder, you said you now have a group that concentrates on this segment alone and nothing else. Will this change the approach? Will you approach the market differently now than you did before, or tweak it in some way or another?
Tweak it would probably be a better way to describe it. We have been specifying our product direct with the home builder now for, oh man, at least 10 years. We've gotten more aggressive in that. I'm not sure aggressive is the right word. We've gotten more attuned to that in the last 5 or 6 years. So that will continue. We don't sell the builder. We just go in, specify the Shaw product, whether it's wood or ceramic or carpet or whatever, lamp, whatever it is, and bring it through our dealer network of subcontractors. So that will probably continue, although we are a little more focused there. I think the main thing in this realignment is that these builder subcontractors that we sell, they're very big customers, and our sales force now, instead of having maybe in that segment, instead of having maybe 50 or 60 customers that they call on, they may only have 8 or 10 customers that are very big and very focused on that. And
so they'll be getting more attention from Shaw Industries than before.
Both at the sales level, the district level, and the regional level. That's true.
I see. Now, one of the other areas where change was made was in the hard surface arena. In fact, you now have a VP of hard surface, Scott Sandlin.
Right.
Where there was no position like that before, as I recall.
That's correct.
I see. Talk about some of the changes you see there. I guess first off, obviously, every year you've been more involved in hard surface than the year before, so I guess the need for somebody to head that whole operation obviously has grown over the years.
It has, and to be just, I guess, brutally honest, this type of realignment should have happened a long time ago, and that's just the way it is. It should have happened, because if you don't have someone, I think if you don't have someone responsible for that category, or whatever the category might be, then if you don't assign that area of responsibility, then no one's responsible. And that's kind of where we were, in a way. Now with Scott Sandlin over the business development of hard surface, Rick Knowles over sales, and now a directed sales force from the territory manager on up, we've built the organization for success. And I quite honestly just, we weren't structured correctly in the past. Mm-hmm. And we did okay. I mean, we did okay, but this the way we have it now assigns areas of responsibility and profitability and sales growth to a specific group of folks, and that's their only mm-hmm. job. I mean, there's it's not spread out.
They sell nothing but hard surface.
That's correct.
I see. And then you have people, their counterparts in the carpet arena.
Exactly.
And you have a VP of carpet operations?
Well, we call them our direct division. So it's much more directed now, and we think we are better aligned to grow our hard surface business, builder business, all the areas. When the market comes back, it'll be difficult to judge the success of this when the market's down. But I think, like we talk about, being in this country where things are going to come back, you go ahead and put it in place, you'll do better than you would have even in tough times. And then when the good times come around again, and whatever it is, 9 or 12 months, then I think it'll be like a rocket taking off.
Everybody will be ready.
Everybody will be ready, trained. Already made the mistakes.
Yeah.
Which you're going to make.
Well, sure.
Know?
It's a good time to make them, I guess.
Yeah.
This will conclude the second part of a 5-part conversation with Julius Shaw, the Executive Vice President at Shaw Industries. We'll air the third part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.